With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices still face scrutiny following the withdrawal of Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The tapping of former Congressman Gaetz was seen as the most problematic among Trump's personnel announcements, but he was not the only controversial cabinet selection. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard, and HHS nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. each face questions about their experience, past actions and statements, and policy positions as they seek Senate confirmation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel says the body of Israeli Moldovan rabbi who was missing in the United Arab Emirates has been found. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Ziv Kogan was killed, calling it a heinous anti-Semitic terror incident. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Democrats and Republicans making a deal on the confirmation of federal judges.
Under the deal achieved this week, Republicans will allow Democrats to move forward with votes on several nominees to federal district courts. In exchange, Democrats will not pursue confirmation on four appellate nominations, leaving them to be filled by incoming President Donald Trump. Democrats are scrambling to try and confirm more Biden nominees to the federal court than President Trump did in his first term, 245, by the time Biden's term ends in January. Bob Agner reporting.
A Civil Air Patrol plane crash in Colorado has killed two people. The dead have been identified as the pilot, Susan Wolber, and aerial photographer, Jay Roten. Aircraft was on a routine training mission. A third person on board was injured and has been hospitalized. The Civil Air Patrol is the official auxiliary of the United States Air Force. This is SRN News. Well, Democrats have a God problem.
That's the opinion of a man who worked very hard to get Kamala Harris elected this year. Christopher Hale is founder of Catholics for Harris, and in an opinion piece for Newsweek says, quote, "The Democratic Party has increasingly aligned itself with secular values, often sidelining religious voices in the process. This has alienated many religious voters who feel their beliefs are not only unrepresented, but actively dismissed." President Trump won the Catholic vote on Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern hoping President Trump's State Department will place Nigeria and India on its countries of particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of gross human rights violations, in particular persecution of Christians and other minorities. ICC says the U.S. has an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria. This is SRN News. Wall Street Monday will be kicking off a holiday-shortened week with the blue chips opening at a record high and Bitcoin hovering right at $100,000.
It wasn't only the Dow that turned in a winning performance last week, adding almost 2%. The S&P and the NASDAQ advanced more than 1.5% on the week. Apparently, the stock market's post-election rally isn't quite over just yet. Bitcoin ended the week just shy of $99,000 after hitting a record of $99,850, a result of investors anticipating a more crypto-friendly administration and Congress. Rich Thomason reporting.
Australia's government withdrawing a bill that would give a media watchdog power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about misinformation on their networks, but the government was unable to drum up the support needed to pass the bill. More details at srnnews.com.